1390 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Danny Aubry. Prime Minister Mark Carney announced on Monday that former Privy Council clerk Janice Charette has been appointed Canada's chief trade negotiator to the United States. Previously, Charette was also the Canadian High Commissioner to the United Kingdom and the Deputy Minister for the Departments of Citizenship and Immigration and Human Resources and Skills Development. Charette will be paired with newly appointed Canadian Ambassador to the U.S., Mark Wiseman, to negotiate trade with the Trump administration. July 1, 2026 will be the official date when both Charette and Wiseman will be tasked to review the Canada, United States, and Mexico trade agreement. The Supreme Court of Canada has annulled the results of the last federal election for the riding of Terrebonne. Last spring, the riding was initially called for the Bloc Québécois, but a recount gave the Liberals the riding by one vote. A successful challenge by the Bloc Québécois candidate, Nathalie Sinclair Desgagné, has now annulled that result. Central to the challenge was a CBC News report of mail-in vote for the Bloc Québécois that was returned to its sender because of a mistake on the return envelope. No by-election has been set yet, but the earliest it can be held is on April 6th, and the latest it can be held is on September 28th. Iconic Hollywood actor Robert Duvall passed away late last week at his home in Middleburg, Virginia, due to natural causes. Born in San Diego, California in 1931, Duvall moved to New York City in the mid-1950s to study theater and later made his Broadway debut in the play Wait Until Dark. He went on to star in hit films such as The Great Santini, Tender Mercies, and Apocalypse Now, but was best known for portraying Tom Hagen in the Godfather film series. Throughout his career, he won an Academy Award, a BAFTA Award, 4 Golden Globes, and 2 Primetime Emmys. Robert Duvall is survived by his wife of 21 years, actress Luciana Pedraza. He was 95 years old. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Hello, hello. You're tuning in to CJLO 1690 AM. I'm your host. My name is Christina, and you're listening to a brand new show on Thursdays at 3 p.m. called Secondhand Sounds? I say question mark because I might change the name. I don't know how I feel about it. Maybe it's kind of corny. I don't know. Might have to survey the room about that. But I think the name is fitting because, and let me explain why. I've been thinking of how I want to kind of summarize or explain the concept of my show, and I feel like the easiest way I can say it is like this show will be like my take on an oldie station. Anyone who knows me will know that I love old music. I know old is a very broad term. To me, that's like I range that from like 70s to like early 2000s. I mean, if you want to consider 2000s old, but anyways, I love music that kind of takes you away from the time that we're living in now. But something I also love is new artists that sound like old music, whether it's in like the way the artist sings, their voice, whether it's the instruments or the way the song is produced. I love songs that you can't tell came out now. So I guess the concept of my show is like every week I'll be exploring a different era of music that I like, that I'm into in the moment, and kind of do a combination of like old songs from that time that I like and new songs that remind me of that. If you like nostalgic stuff and nostalgia is like the emotion that takes precedence over everything else for you, like it does for me, then CJLO 1690 AM on Thursdays at 3 p.m. will be the place for you. So anyways, I'll stop talking about that. I'll get into the music now. The first song I will be playing is God Protect Me From My Enemies by Salt. This is off of their new album, Chapter 1, that came out in January. They kind of launched it randomly, as they tend to do. And I haven't listened to the whole thing, but the songs that I have listened to, I really, really like. I just feel like Salt is such a cool band. I just feel like they have such a cool sound. It's like, oh, I don't know. I just love them. So this is like the first song off of that album. And then it kind of set the tone for like how would I want to do for the next hour. And I'm feeling kind of like, you know, like a soul, easy listening, feel good mix for the hour. So I'm following that with The Finest by the SOS Band. And you may be familiar with the SOS Band because of that song, Take Your Time, Do It Right, that's been remixed so many times before. But this is off of their album Sands of Times from 1986. It's a bit of a longer song. It's 6 minutes long, but I love it. It makes me feel so good. I think it's a lot of fun. So, without further ado, God Protect Me From My Enemies by Salt and The Finest by the SOS Band on Secondhand Sounds, CJLO 1690 AM. Okay, all right, thank you.
The finest. As life goes on, you learn to hold on. appreciate the finer things in life. The finest.
Made up my mind and I'm positive a better life. dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Hey man, what are you listening to? Is this Weezer? Are you really listening to Weezer right now? It's 2026.
It's 2026 now, bro.
And bro, pull up to the castle every Friday at 1, only on CJLO 1690. It's good, I swear.
Baby rap. Baby rap. Baby rap. Baby rap. CJLO 1690 AM, music for babies.
Hello, you were just listening to The Finest by the SOS Band. Before that was God Protect Me From My Enemies by Salt. Sorry. First of all, I don't know if I can say this, but I wanted to do a little shout out to my friends that are listening right now. Thank you guys for listening, because I know you guys are. All right, let's get into the next music, the next songs. I'm really excited about the next one because I have been waiting for the day where I can, first of all, hear this song, but especially play it myself on live radio, and that is Anita Baker. I just feel like Anita Baker is she's like the queen of 80s soul. I just think she's amazing, and I love her music. And I wanted to play Sweet Love, but I was like, maybe people already know that song. So I'm going to play another song from the same album. The album's called Rapture from 1986. And it's called Same Old Love, in brackets, 365 Days a Week. And I just love this song. It makes me feel so good. I'm following that with Move by Linda Dawn. If you're not familiar with Linda Dawn, she is an artist from London. And she does a bit of like soul mixed with funk, mixed with jazz. Anyways, I think she's really, really great, and I love her music. And this album specifically, I'm going to play the song Move from the album At First Light that came out in 2019. But I find this song is, like, you wouldn't be able to tell that it came out 7 years ago. It sounds to me so authentic to, like, the 80s, and that's why I really love it, and that's why I want to play it. And, let's do one more song. So after that, I'll play What You Won't Do For Love by Phyllis Hyman, off her album Living All Alone. This is actually a cover of the song. I feel like most people, if you hear it, you'll know what I'm talking about. What You Won't Do For Love by Bobby Caldwell. But personally, I kind of like this version a little bit more. I don't know, maybe people will hate on me for that, but I like this one a little bit more. So I'm going to leave you with those three songs. Same Old Love by Anita Baker, Move by Linda Dawn, and What You Won't Do For Love by Phyllis Hyman. Enjoy!
Times we've had. I'm not afraid to will go around the world for love. Yet they may never find what they dream of. What you won't do, do for love. I've tried everything, but you don't give up. In my world, only you think me do for love. What I would not do, yeah. Make me do for love, what I would not do. You know I only want the best, it's true. I can't believe the things I do for you.
You were just listening to What You Won't Do for Love by Phyllis Hyman. Before that was Move by Linda Dawn. And before that was Same Old Love by Anita Baker. I'm going to go into a newer song. I say new, but it came out in 2017. It's Closer by Busty and the Bass, which is a band from Montreal, which is very cool. Actually, yeah, Montreal. But so is the next artist I'll be playing, which is France Jolie. I'm going to play a song called You're Good Looking. Two Montreal artists. Anyways, You're Good Looking from France Jolie. This is off her album Now. And I have to say it like that because there's an exclamation mark at the end of the song, of the album name. It's Now with an exclamation mark. Okay. Anyways, Closer by Busty at the Bass and You're Good Looking by France Jolie. Again, you're listening to Secondhand Sounds? On CJLO 1690 AM. Enjoy!
There's no way I could make it, only just once more and I'm breaking. And no way that the shame's to blame, but I don't need it. So tell me, those backs against the wall don't ever seem to move. These feelings down your legs don't do nothing for you. No, those backs against the wall don't ever seem to move. But ooh, they don't do it so. Just coming closer. Close it out. Just coming closer, a little closer now.
coming closer, little closer now. Can you feel it?
Come on, just coming closer, coming closer, little closer, La Fuck Off Festival is back for its 12th edition in Quebec City from February 13th to the 21st. Presented by SiriusXM, this major celebration of merging and alternative music will light up the capital with nearly 100 artists. Come discover your next favorite act, including Gaube, Afternoon Bike Ride, Mess, and Wizard. Full details at fuckoff.com. That is P-H-O-Q-U-E-O-F-F.com.
Do you love hip-hop and R&B? Is your
Monday
afternoon lacking groove? I'm DJ Samuel D. Roberts, and I got you covered. Listen to my show, Whip Appeal. I'll be playing hip-hop bangers, R&B slow jams, and everything in between from Canada and around the globe to groove up your
Monday
afternoon. Listen to Whip Appeal, Mondays at 3 p.m. CJLO 1690 AM.
Gotta get out of this dissonant world and into the dulcet tones of 6090 AM CJLO.
You're listening to Secondhand Sounds on CJLO 1690. This is the place where you'll find old music and new music that sounds like old music. So, if that sounds interesting to you, then keep tuning in every Thursday at 3 p.m. You were just listening to You're Good Looking by France Jolie, and before that was Closer by Busty and the Bass. I'm going to now play a song from Diamond Cafe. I did play Diamond Cafe last week, but you know what? I just think he's so good, and I think he needs more recognition. He's an artist from BC, and I love his music so much. Now he's kind of doing a bit more of like the, I call it like the George Michael fast love funk kind of vibe. But a few years ago when he started doing music, he had a more like 80s soul kind of vibe, which is what the song I'll be playing will sound like. It's Whatever It May Be. It came out in 2021, yes. And then I'm gonna follow that with a song that I think is a similar vibe, but it's older. It's I Cried My Last Tear Last Night by Lisa Stansfield. This is off of her self-titled Lisa Stansfield album from 1996. I love Lisa Stansfield. I feel like her music is so, to me, it sounds like luxurious. I feel like it's, I don't know, I can picture myself in like a really fancy salon getting my hair done and this song is playing. So yeah, that's just the vibe that I get. I hope you get the same vibe. And I hope you enjoy the next two songs. So Whatever It May Be by Diamond Cafe and I Cried My Last Tear Last Night by Lisa Stansfield.
Cause maybe you're still in love.
My Last Tear Last Night by Lisa Stansfield. Before that was Whatever It May Be by Diamond Cafe. You're listening to Secondhand Sounds on CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Christina, and I've been having so much fun playing this music, and I hope whoever's listening is enjoying it. My friends, hey guys. Okay, anyways, I have time for one more song, so I'm going to play Don't Look Any Further by Dennis Edwards featuring Shieda Garrett. I really hope I pronounced that right. You may recognize the beat of this song because of because it is sampled in the song Hit 'Em Up by Tupac. Two very different songs, I'll say that. But the beat from this song is sampled. And I think it's going to nicely wrap up today, the hour. I think it sums up the vibe. It's very groovy. It's fun. I love this song so much. It's the song that's been stuck in my head for the past week nonstop. So I'm really excited I get to be playing it. So thank you for listening. I'm going to leave you off with Don't Look Any Further by Dennis Edwards. You were listening to Secondhand Sounds on CJLO 1690 AM. All right. Bye.
Listening to CJLO 1690 AM.